Are you a woman looking to break into the creative industry? Well, now in its 11th year, Curvy Creative Women's Conference provides you with a showcase of boundary-breaking women who are leading the world's creative industries. Curvy brings together women with passions for media, business, tech, community, and everything in between. Back for 2017 and continue to break down these barriers as part of Vivid Ideas. Joining you this morning is Kelly Thompson, the artist and director of Makers Management and a speaker at Curvy. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Can you start by telling us a bit about your journey and career?
Well, I originally started as a fashion photographer in New Zealand. And then I decided getting into illustration in my spare time, which was actually when I first learned about Curvy when I was just out of university. Mm. And then I started working as an illustrator full time, which I kind of did on and off for around about 10 years. And then at the end of last year, I launched Makers Management, which is an illustration agency. So now I represent 13 other creatives like myself, and I market them to like advertising clients and people who just want to work with really great artists for their brand and product.
Yeah. As someone in the creative industries, how hard was it for you, especially as a woman?
It was pretty hard. I think the main problem is that I went to university, but they don't really teach you the things that you actually need to know to make a business and run a business as a creative person. They teach you how to think and they teach you how to come up with great ideas, but they don't necessarily teach you how to put those ideas into practice and actually turn it into a sustainable business. So the hardest thing I think was that everything I had to learn the hard way. So I'm pretty sure the journey could have been a little bit quicker. I don't really feel like, in my personal experience, being a female didn't necessarily affect my journey or have a negative, there was no negative side to being a female at the start of my journey. But the path of a working creative is definitely a bit of a struggle sometimes, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty, across the spectrum for creative industries, isn't it? Everyone struggles. and so you're talking at Vivid Ideas. What are you hoping people are going to take away from your talk?
Well, I'm hosting one of the speaking events, so the Boundary Breakers event. So I'm chatting to a group of really inspiring creative females about kind of their creative journey. So I hope that people in the audience will just kind of see, will just get some insight into different ways that people can grow their businesses and kind of give them a little bit of trust that you can do something different and you can kind of push the boundaries and you can still be successful. So I'm hoping that overall it'll be a really inspiring event for young creatives. I know that all of the like Curvy books that I've had as like when I was younger and all the events that I've been to that have been associated with Curvy have always been really interesting for me, especially when I was younger. So I hope that everyone else will take that same kind of feeling away from it.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that, for you as being female didn't really impact you that much in your journey in the creative industries. But do you think that there is an issue with just how women are seen as entrepreneurs, CEOs? We still have that massive gender imbalance there.
Yeah, there definitely is, for sure. I mean, even if you look on a lot of design-led blogs and websites like Mumbrella and Campaign Brief and all of those kind of sites, there are quite a few articles quite regularly about the lack of female CEOs and kind of and leading roles as well, and quite a few articles about the pay gap as well. So there's definitely still a lot of ground that we need to make up as far as equality goes in those areas, unfortunately. But I think that people are becoming more aware of it now and we're on the right path and there are some really great women who've kind of powered through and they're doing really good stuff. And it's just going to be a little bit of time, I think, unfortunately, for us.
Yeah. I mean, 11 years of Curvy, and they really are pushing, up-and-coming women in creative industries. Is it also kind of pushing them to become leaders in creative industries?
I think definitely. I think it's, Curvy is about empowering females. And originally when I first discovered Curvy and when I was first in the Curvy book, it was entirely focused around graphic designers and illustrators. But now they've expanded, which is really great. So now it's just women in creative industry in general, so it's not so narrow. But I think that it's all about making young females in particular realize that there's some really cool stuff that you can do with your skills, and you just have to kind of find your area and push forward, and these are the women who you can look up to. So it's really about giving the next generation of female creatives some mentors and some idols, and you know, people that can inspire them and kind of propel them on further, I guess.
Yeah, and you're one of them, so thank you for that. But it is quite a big event, so is there anyone else in the lineup that you're hoping to check out and listen into?
Well, I'm really excited about some of the girls that I'm going to be chatting to, like Ainsley Hutchins from Sticks and Stones Agency. She was originally, I used to follow her on Instagram, actually, and her account was cancelled because she put up a photograph of two girls in swimsuits, but they had pubic hair out the side of their bikini bottoms.
What?
And she got booted off Instagram from that. And since then, she's kind of come back and been like, you know, finger to the man kind of thing. And she has really kind of made like this new brand for herself that's kind of focused on, you know, woman being woman and just embracing who we are. So I'm really excited to chat to her. There's also a couple of people like let me just double check her name. There's like the head of marketing for Facebook, a creative producer at MTV Australia who will be really cool to talk to, I think, and also like the senior marketing manager for Adobe Creative Cloud. So there's some really interesting females there, and I think there's a range of women who are working in quite different creative fields as well. So I think it'll be interesting people to chat to for everyone in the audience. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds like a great conference.
I think it's really cool that they've kind of stepped away from just being illustration and graphic design now. And I think it'll be, you know, has much more mass appeal, and it was also just really relevant to how a lot of us these days are not just focused on one tiny little role.
No.
We kind of do kind of flip across a few different roles or have a few different interests as well. So it's going to be cool.
I was going to say, like, the millennial generation is all about multitasking and doing 10 different jobs at once.
We're definitely not having the same job for 40 years and not changing it, that's for sure. We definitely need to adapt and grow in order to stay relevant.
Well, we can't wait to see you at Curviva. Thank you so much for talking to us today, Kelly.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.